Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Kendall County Elected Official and County Board / Forest Preserve Swearing-In Ceremony and Reorganizational Meeting. Today is December 7th, 2020 at 6 p.m. If I could have Mr. Prochaska do an invocation for us.
Heavenly Father, let us extend our thoughts in union as we work to enrich the lives of our residents. Let the deliberations be free of rancor and filled with concern of others rather than ourselves. Let us plan beyond the obvious that we might protect our neighbor from the unintended consequences of the shallow thought. Let us remember that we are the people's servant, not they ours. Let us proceed in peace. Amen.
Okay, now we will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. On the agenda is the introduction and swearing in of the elected officials. I believe all of the elected officials, being State's Attorney Eric Weiss, Coroner Jackie Purcell, and Circuit Clerk Matthew Prochaska, were sworn in before their terms began on December 1st. So those have all been taken care of. And now we will continue on to the swearing in of the county board members, and Judge Pilmer is here to do that. So if I have you come forward and you just want to do them one at a time, we'll have them come forward.
County Board Member District 2, County Board
Okay, congratulations, everyone, and thank you, Judge Pillmer. Now I'm going to do a roll call. Ms. Sesich?
Present.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Present.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Here.
There is a quorum. And I, Debbie Gillette, the county clerk, will be the moderator for this meeting until all elections and appointments are completed. The county board rules of order do not specify a specific method for nominations for each office. So at this time, I will accept a motion that all nominations for the offices to be voted upon tonight will be made from the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. So now I will open the floor for nominations for the office of County Board Chairman.
I'd like to nominate Scott Greider. Make a motion to close nominations.
Second.
And I will do a roll call vote for Mr. Greider as County Board Chairman. Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider? Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Congratulations, Mr. Greider, as County Board Chairman. Next, I'll open the floor for nominations for the office of County Board Vice Chairman.
I would like to nominate Amy Sesich.
I nominate Matt Kellogg.
So Ms. Sesich was nominated first. Do I have a second for that? And then I had another nomination.
Matt Kellogg.
Hold, please. Can't get it apart. Any other nominations? Okay, so I will take a roll call vote for Ms. Sesich as County Board Vice Chairman. Mr. DeBolt?
No.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
No. No.
Gilmore?
Yeah.
Mr. Greider?
No.
Mr. Kellogg?
No.
Mr. Kokel?
No.
Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
4 ayes. 5 nays. That is defeated. So now I will move to Mr. Kellogg for County Board Vice Chairman. Ms. Flowers?
No.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
No.
Ms. Sesich?
No.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
6-3, motion passes. Congratulations, Mr. Kellogg, County Board Vice Chairman. Open the floor for nominations for Forest Preserve President.
I nominate Judy Gilmore.
Second.
Any other nominations? Okay, I'll take a roll call vote for Ms. Gilmore, Forest Preserve President. Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore? Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Yes.
Aye.
Congratulations, Ms. Gilmore, for serving.
On the floor for nominations for the Office of Forest Preserve Vice President.
Nominate Scott Gengler.
Second.
Any other nominations? Do a roll call vote for Mr. Gengler for the position of Forest Preserve Vice President. Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Bolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gengler? Yes.
Congratulations, Mr. Gengler, Forest Preserve Vice President. For the position of Forest Preserve Secretary, on June 20th, 2017, the Forest Preserve Commission approved Resolution 17-06-003, the approval of rules of order in which the Secretary has become an appointed position. The President, as soon as possible after assuming office, shall appoint, with the advice and consent of the Commission, by a majority affirmative vote of those present, so that we won't be voting on that today. That'll be appointed. Okay, next I have a motion. I will need a motion for the approval of the appointment of the County Treasurer as the Forest Preserve Treasurer.
Second.
Gilmore and Ms. Vickers. Oops, let's see who is going to start.
I seconded it. Oh, you mean her, yeah.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Mr. Bolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Gengler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Congratulations, County Treasurer.
At this point in time, I will hand the meeting off to the chairman for any chairman comments.
Thank you, Debbie, for your hard work and for leading us through this. We should give bigger applause to Jill. Thank you, Jill, for handling this once again for us. Congratulations to all of our newly elected board members. Welcome back to some of you, and welcome to others of you. I also wanted to take a moment to recognize that today is Pearl Harbor Day, the day that will live in infamy, and as we continue year by year, there are less and less of our greatest generation among us, and when you do see them, you know, thank them and soak up as much knowledge as you can from them. I know this is a little bit of a unique time as well with COVID and you know, wanting to not have a full room full of people here tonight, and I'm glad that a few family members were able to come out, but my hope is, you know, this week is going to be the first vaccines will be delivered to Illinois. By the end of this year, they expect to have about 700,000 vaccines in Illinois, and so my hope is that some point next year we'll be able to get together in greater numbers, and we'll have a new boardroom. And so I would like to, looking at June, July, somewhere in there, have a family day where we can really invite out everybody. I know there's different ones of you that have kids that you may have wanted to have here today and you couldn't. And my hope will be that at that point we'll be able to celebrate all of the hard work that you guys have done for your family member as well. I'm going to have to take that phone. I'm just kidding. And then... you know, last but not least, you know, to all of you, my fellow board members, grateful for your vote today. But something that I was thinking about is that in 2021, it's going to be the 180th year of Kendall County. We're just the caretakers here for a very short period of time. And what I'd like to ask each of you, and I know that you will, those that I've worked with, is just do your best and do it for Kendall County. Do it for the right reasons. And you're going to do great things. So thank you once again, and congratulations to everybody. So with that, is there any other business? Citizens to be heard.
Yes, this is Luke Robinson with the record. Could someone read me back the roll calls for chairman and vice chairman, please?
For county board chairman, they were all ayes.
Okay.
And then vice chairman, the vote was for Mr. Kellogg. There was six ayes, three nays.
Okay, thank you.
We have a motion to adjourn. Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Kokol. Do I need to do a roll call?
Technically hybrid, even though everybody's here.
Our parliamentarian is nodding his head vigorously. Mr. Prochaska, roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore? Mr. Grader.
Yes. All eyes. Thanks, everyone. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
You too.